This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome to the new world, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, Happy New Year. And I'm not talking about the new world that's been built since November the 8th of 2016, because we still have remnants of that old world, that one that I like to call bizarro world, the world where kids can't read analog clocks. Did you hear this story? Yeah, they took analog clocks out of school. Why? Because kids can't read them. If a kid can't see a digital clock that says it's 3:03, they can't look at a clock with the big hand on the 12, the little hand, or I should say the big hand on the 3, and the little hand on the 3 as well, and read 3:03. They can't do it. That's how crazy it is. An analog clock. God. I mean, look. When do we wake up in this country? Kids can't even write cursive. I had a guy tell me the other day, it was at a gun shop, and he said, he goes, when the kids come in to sign the documents, they print. I tell you what, why don't they just make an X like they did with the slaves back in the day when those kids couldn't read? Half of them can't read. Have you looked at the statistics on the number of kids who cannot read in this economy? In the world today. Here, I'll give it to you. I have the numbers right in front of me. 65% of eighth graders in American public schools in 2017 were not proficient in reading. 67% were not proficient in mathematics. This is according to the National Assessment of Education Progress Test released by the U.S. Department of Education. 67% of eighth graders, 65% rather of eighth graders, not proficient in reading. 67% not proficient in math. That's for starters. That's what you pay for. The results are far worse for students in some urban districts. Get this. Among the 27 large urban districts for which the DOE published 2017 NAEP test scores, the Detroit public schools had the lowest percentage of students who scored proficient or better in math and the lowest percentage who scored proficient or better in reading. Only 5% of Detroit public school eighth graders were proficient or better in math. Only 7% were proficient or better in reading. In Cleveland, only 11% proficient in math, 10% in reading. In Baltimore, 11% in math, 13% in reading. In Fresno schools, 11% in math, 14% proficient or better in reading. That's what you pay for. That's the education system that these people strike for. Right? That's what the teachers are striking. Don't do us any favors. Look at the amount of money that's being paid for kids who are learning absolutely nothing. 67% in most of these places, in other words, 30-something percent are proficient or better. And then when you get into the urban areas, it's less than that. So if they put these stats the right way, 3/4 or 80% in urban areas of these kids, 80 to 85%, are no good, can't do anything. 3/4 in regular schools, 80% in urban districts, and they want you to put more money into it. How pathetic is that? Welcome to the new world, the world built by Barack Obama, the world built by leftism. I should say put on steroids by Barack Obama, because it's not his fault. I'm not going to make that all his fault. Can't write in cursive, can't read analog clocks, and can't read or do remedial math. No wonder they need cry closets. God. You live in a world where the media doesn't want to tell you the good things about a president who has got unemployment at the lowest point in decades. Black unemployment is reaching white unemployment levels. Black unemployment is 6.6%. Do you understand that under the black president, black unemployment was in the 14% and higher range? Never came close to 6.6%. unemployment dipped under 4% for the first time since 2000. And that was the heyday. That was one of the most amazing times in America. Yeah. What do we have? We have an economy, folks, that is absolutely exploding right now. Let me let you hear the clip.
164,000 jobs were created last month in the U.S., far below what we were looking for, the 192. But the unemployment rate we were looking for, it's down to 3.9%. So a very tight market. March was also revised up to 135,000, bringing the March and February gains up from the number we had there to 30K additional jobs. All of the jobs are in the private sector. Government jobs actually down 4,000. Average hourly earnings up 0.1%, below what we were looking for. Year-over-year gain is brought up 2.6%, also below 2.7% that we were looking for. Participation rate, little changed. It's 62.8%. We were looking for 62.9%. And average hourly hours worked, rather, unchanged also at 34.5. We've got the marginally attached or the U6 rate, 7.8%. This is the lowest since July 2001. In the manufacturing sector, this is really going to be one of the stories of the day. It's up 24,000. This is up since July, been up since July, and also up more than expected. And in machinery and fabricated metals, so people who are looking for any impacts on tariffs, both of those are up. Machinery up 8,000. Fabricated metals up 4,000. Women and African American also the tightest unemployment we've seen in a while. For women, lowest since 2000. For African Americans, lowest on record. 6.6%, the lowest since 1972.
164,000 new jobs. By the way, they revised it upwards. They originally reported it at 135,000. But it ended up being 164,000. Now, the bad news is they say, well, we anticipated it was going to be 192. I don't care what you were anticipating. I'm telling you what got reported and then what got revised upwards. Do you know what two words you didn't hear put together in the Obama administration? Revised upwards. It didn't happen. Unemployment, low wage, the worst they could tell, oh, well, we anticipated wage growth would be 2.7% versus 2.6%. You have to be looking to manufacture bad news in the time of Donald Trump.
Radio show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I saw an article, and it was a shocking reasons for juvenile crime. And we touched on it a little bit early on. It's probably been a couple weeks ago. And I just gave you guys some ideas about the amount of crime being committed by youth and things like this. And I just sort of outlined a few things that should make you a little fearful of how leftism has infiltrated the society at large, and its impact on our youth. And this is a 12 News report, and here's what they wrote. They says, we wanted to know why. Statewide, in the past 5 years, there have been 373,000-plus youth arrests. Of those, 18,904 are under the age of 12 years old. So roughly 19,000, okay? While every day young people are committing crimes and officials are standing behind a podium telling us about it, 10 investigators wanted to reach out to the ones causing the crimes, asking them why. So over the past year, they said, we mailed out more than 100 questionnaires to young people in prison, ranging from 18 to 20 years old. All of the men and women we reached out to had lengthy criminal histories as juveniles. We asked them questions like how old they were when they committed their first crime, to what could your parents, teachers, law enforcement have done. Every time we mailed out a handful, within days, responses started to come back. Now, the results. It was a survey of just 11 questions. Geez, what am I doing today? I'm having trouble understanding this stuff. English is tough today for me. Anyway, here was the first question. How old were you when you committed your first crime? 30% said they were under 10. A third, almost. 50% said they were 10 to 12 years old. 20% 13 to 16. So that's the age group. 30% under 10, 50% 10 to 12, 20% 13 to 16. So these crimes are being committed when these kids are early. 80% under the age of 12. Next question. What made you want to commit the crime? 44% said their friends made them want to do it. 32% said it was because they were bored. 24% said other. One commented he was curious. So, what do we got here? Friends and boredom being number one, and 24% other. But 76% is based on friends and boredom. Nothing to do, or hanging out with the wrong friends with nothing to do. Here's the next question. What could have stopped you from making bad decisions? 56% said more things to do. 43% said attentive parents. 38% said a different group of friends. Now, you can obviously tell that's not a cumulative thing. They could answer multiple questions and get their answer. It wasn't meant to be 100%. What could your parents have done? That's the next question. 72% said paid more attention. 26% said ask more questions. So the common thread here is you've got young kids under the age of 12, 80% of them committing, you know, crimes or recidivists. They're doing multiple crimes. And overwhelmingly, they were bored, had nothing to do, could have easily been fixed with proper parental guidance. I mean, this is where we are. Okay, the survey goes on. If you committed a crime, were you scared about the trouble you would get into if you were caught? This is going to be shocker. Let me just ask you guys this. What do you think the percentage of them said we'd be afraid if we got caught? I think it's over 50%. Obviously, it's over 50, okay? Or wouldn't be afraid. Either way, you want to look at it. Okay, let's do it this way. How many do you think were afraid of being caught? 10%, 20%, 50%, 90%, whatever. I'm going to tell you right now, it's less than 50%. So would you say 80%? What do you think? Would be afraid of getting caught. That would be a reason for them to stop. You got a guess? You're both wrong. It's actually higher. They're guessing 70 to 80%. No, 100% said they were not afraid of getting caught. 100% of the kids that they sent this survey to. One person commented that they never thought about getting caught or the consequences. Another person commented, I was impulsive. I always did what came to mind, and I only worried about the consequences once I got caught. Now, that's something to be thinking about. Because if a person pulls a gun on you, for example, don't think that they're not going to shoot you because they're concerned about the consequences. Goes to say, you might want to tell them, hey, look, you can do what you want, but when they find you, you're going to go to prison for life. Something like that. Wow. When would you get in the most trouble? Was the next question. 54% said during school hours. 42% said after school hours. 38% said nighttime. A lot of people commented on all three times. Would you sneak out of the house? 91% said yes. When we asked how many said that This is weird. Said out their bathroom window. I guess they meant like got out through their bedroom window once their parents fell asleep. I get it. They were asking how did they get out, and they said they got out of their bedroom windows once their parents fell asleep. Here's a good question. Were your parents strict? 44% said yes. Thus, 56% said no. Next one. Were you involved in any activities? 47% said no. A few said they were involved in sports. Others did admit they were involved in church. If the consequences were harsher from the beginning, do you think that you would have made that would have made a difference? Everybody said yes. What is the one thing a parent, guardian, teacher could have done that may have prevented you rather from ending up in jail? One person wrote, took time to show me they cared and been a positive influence in my life. Another questioner said, they can all show more kids lots of love. That's a survey. I mean, it's so telling. And I feel, when I'm looking at that survey, there's a part of me that just feels really sorry for these kids. Because I'm going to tell you something. We are, as humans, we so crave positive feedback, particularly at a young age. And I don't care how you're cut. You know, you may be a person that doesn't dote on accolades or things like that. But it feels good when somebody, you know, takes a notice and says, you're going to be something. And I'm putting my faith in you. I think you're going to be a good kid or whatever. I cannot tell you how many people said that to me. Now, I was a good kid. You know, I was helpful. I liked doing my chores. I didn't mind things, but I can tell you, it made me feel good when people noticed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The governor of North Carolina says entire communities could be wiped out in his state. Florence continues to batter the Carolinas. More than 600,000 people without power right now. Loads of flooding in Morehead City and rescues underway in the town of New Bern, where some ignored the evacuation order and are now being rescued from attics and roofs. More than 1,000 flights canceled as well because of the dangerous wind. NOAA holding a briefing as Florence makes landfall earlier today.
At around 7:15 this morning,
The center of Hurricane Florence made landfall at Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina.
As for how much water there will be?
Storm surge along the Carolina coast will continue into Saturday and in some areas Sunday night and into Monday morning.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Taking back the lexicon. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to the lexicon. Kevin Jackson. I have my own lingo. I have my own lexicon. Make up words at times. Sometimes I'm unintelligible. When I decide I'm going to speak a little Ebonics, brothers out there and sisters, they understand me. You white folks don't get it. See, right there, you didn't understand me. Even my producers, one of whom is Juden. You're Jewish, aren't you? Yeah, I know you're Jewish. I'm just messing with you. I know you're Jewish, boy. Still, you around. I got you here. Anyway, the lexicon, the lingo, the language, the vocabulary. The Democrats are good at it. They're good at marketing that. They call themselves progressives. It's tough to say anything bad about progress, right? It's like, hey, well, after all, they are progressive. They're making progress. Things are moving forward. They steal all the words that imply goodness, that, you know, things are moving, that, you know, we're movers and shakers, man. And what are we? We're conservatives, man. We're like, you know, I don't know, like we conserve. You know, there's something good here. I know, man. Yeah, we have nothing. We don't even try to come up with something. I mean, like, we are Spaskus, you know, and then we choose red, which in China is a lucky color, but everywhere else it's incendiary. You know, it's what you wave the red flag to the bull to get them going. The Democrats choose soothing blue. Ah, the color of the ocean. The girl from Ipanema goes walking, and everybody there just says, ah, yeah, it's all cool. Cool ocean blue. When in fact, they are the people that raise more heck. They will tear down your school. They will tear down your city. They will burn down buildings, occupy this, rub feces on your cop car. You will have to call in hazmat anytime these clowns get anything. Even when they win, they do this. When they lose, they're even worse. Remember, they asked for civility. And if once Hillary Clinton has completely thrashed Donald Trump, we want civility. We don't want you left, you right people out there going out there acting nutty. Don't be blaming your stuff on Russian conspiracies and trying to burn down the White House and do all kinds of stuff and pretend that Hillary Clinton isn't your president. That would be uncivilized. And then Trump won. Oh, my gosh. They went into hyper mode, man. Burning stuff down. Oh, I can't believe he's not my president. And they were crying and whining and seeing their therapist and calling the suicide hotline. And then many of them went to inauguration and they were trying to burn down D.C. They were mad all over the country. He's not my president. And even at this moment, there's still many of them. The vagina heads came in their masks with their little pink, you know, vagina hats. marching on D.C. Women are dead. Women have no rights anymore. And nothing's changed for them. Nothing. You know, the only thing that's changed for them, they got less of them unemployed. They got more jobs than they've ever had. They're making more money. They are actually finding a dude because they've lost their attitudes. And life has done nothing but improve. And they're still mad. Still mad. Yeah. But they're progressive. They're blue and cool. They're ice cold. They don't get upset. They're very tolerant, too, as if you didn't know that. They don't bully over there. Oh, man. The stories right now, like, these people are protecting pedophiles. I could go into so much. We'll try to get into it here later today. But anyway, taking back the lexicon, the first time I've ever seen a president take back the lexicon is Donald Trump. You know what he did? He instructed the Justice Department to specifically, I should say, ICE of the Justice Department. I don't know if he did it for everybody, so I don't know if it's even necessary to have my team look it up. But he says illegal alien is now a term you can use again. He told U.S. attorneys, you can use the term illegal alien when referring to an individual who entered the country illegally. Now, CNN wrote this story. They said it obtained a DOJ-wide email that discourages attorneys from referring to illegal immigrants that enter the country as undocumented. The word undocumented is not based in U.S. code and should not be used to describe someone's illegal presence in this country. That's what the email said. They published this last week. I don't know if anybody else talked about it. We try to get to everything, but we can't get to it fast enough. The news breaks too fast around here for that. First time I know of us doing this. The DOJ indicated the memo was intended to ensure the department is consistent in the way we draft our releases. Remember, the Obama administration wouldn't even let people use the term Muslim terrorist. They were enemy combatants and whatever else. They go on to say this. President Trump has often used heated rhetoric when speaking out against illegal immigration, using terms like infestation and calling foreign gang members animals. The Trump administration has sought to crack down on illegal immigration with the DOJ at the forefront of that effort. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced earlier this year that the administration would implement a zero tolerance policy and criminally charge anyone suspected of illegally entering the United States. This policy led to the separation of thousands of migrant children from their parents, sparking fierce bipartisan backlash. Okay, let's roll with it. What's it gotten them? You want to know what's happened? Donald Trump's poll numbers ticked up. Every time they think they get this dude, boop, 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 they tick up. You want to know why? Because when you believe you control the narrative to the degree that the left does, you believe the hype. They believe wrongly that separating these parents from their kids was going to be some big political brouhaha. For the people that like Trump, it was like, look, if you're stupid enough to bring your kids to, you know, send your kids thousands of miles away with birth control because the girls, so in case they get pregnant, or to let your kids be used cycling back and forth other parents for whatever reason, shame on you. Now, people will go, oh, Kevin, they're threatening the entire family. You know, if you don't let your kids go, they're threatening. I'll ask you this. If I came to your house and I say, you better give me your daughter so I could make her a coyote mule across, you know, to go across the desert thousands of miles. And oh, by the way, she might get gang raped a few times along the way. So I'd like some birth control pills to give to her so she doesn't, you know, mother any children along the way. And it's going to be harrowing, but she'll get to the border and maybe I'll call you. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll send her to an aunt and uncle's house, or I'll recycle her and let her go back through again and again and again. Can I get your daughter? Yeah, I don't think so. Because if you said to me, if you don't give me your daughter, I'm going to kill your whole family. I'm going to go, well, you're going to have to start with dad, because here I am, boop, and I'd have just gone to fighting. Look, there's certain things that, as there's an old saying, there are some things that are worse than death. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe you don't want that for your kids. Now, I'm not telling you make a decision. It isn't like we've got a gun to our heads right now, but I'm telling you this. If you came to my house and you wanted to tell me that you were going to take my kids thousands of miles away and put them in harm's way, it's not going to happen. I'm not saying everybody's like me. I've been far from it. I know that. Anyway, I love this. I want to go back to Trump saying we can use the term illegal alien, and I want to remind you of what Barack Obama wouldn't let us use, the terminology that we couldn't use. I think that's sick. I think it's sick. Zero tolerance policy. Another thing. You know, first of all, what's wrong with the term illegal alien or illegal? What's wrong with it? I remember the beef about it. I don't remember where I was. But I remember somebody going, why are you calling them illegals? And I go, because they're illegal. Because they sneaked in. See, and what's funny about that is when people ask you that, you almost have to get, I always go, well, do you understand we have a legal immigration system? And then they're like, well, everybody's legal. And I always go, my pushback is, well, then you know what? Until the system recognizes that, there's got to be a difference between legal and illegal. It's like going into a store and I go up, I grab my goods and I take them up to the counter and I pay for them. Or you grab your goods and you walk out of the store. One of those is legal and the other is illegal. Why do we let these clowns get away with this nonsense? We let them steal the lexicon. And we do it all the time. If they aren't illegal, then what are they? Oh, they're undocumented. So this food and this whatever sundries that I took out of the store and didn't pay for, is that undocumented purchase? Undocumented, you know, what do you call it? Because I guarantee you, as a store owner, I want to know. Because for me, it's theft. And when you come into somebody's country illegally, you're stealing something. You're stealing identity. You're going to steal a job. You're going to steal resources. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Al Gore visits downtown L.A. as the Trump administration feuds with California over environmental regulations.
So if he's watching this, what's your message to President Trump when it comes to climate?
Oh, my only message would be resign. I mean, I don't mean to be flippant about it. I don't think he is prepared to listen to advice about the importance of clean air and clean water.
Poor Al Gore. I would tell you I feel sorry for him, but I don't. He's gotten filthy rich.
We need to tax carbon. We need carbon tax. It's a carbon tax. Look at what's going on in the world.
Wow. That dude was almost your president. He was your vice president. That's the lunacy that gets promoted. And you better be afraid of that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. He wants Trump to resign. The president who has been the best president in the history of this country, and Al Gore says he needs to resign. That tells you all you need to know right there, doesn't it? there are many other people talking about Donald Trump. He's in trouble. Talking about, and even the president himself said, "What do you want to talk? What resistance do you think there is? How are you going to resist me?" But before I get into his part, I want to I want to play a montage. We played earlier of Donald Trump being in trouble. Okay.
The walls are closing in.
I think at this point, the walls are spinning.
The legal walls are closing in on Donald Trump.
It feels like we are finally at a tipping point. The walls are closing in on President Trump.
The walls, meanwhile, are closing in on the President of the United States. The walls closing in on President Donald Trump.
They're spinning, too.
We could have gone on for an hour or two with that kind of montage. We kept it short for you. Here to react right now, we're going to bring in Chris Steyerwald, Fox News digital politics editor. They're not just closing in, Chris. They're spinning. Okay, I don't know how many walls are left. I don't know how much space he's got left. But how far and how long can you go with that narrative until they run out of runway?
The walls are closing in. And another group said Donald Trump was afraid of the investigation and what the Mueller report was going to have and all this. And I say, let them. The more they put the fear out there, the more, oh my gosh, boy, you just don't know. Oh boy. The more you get vindicated. Donald Trump has zero fear of the left. He now understands. Every single day, this dude gets more and more entrenched in government, and he understands. You can watch his evolution. He knew that things were crooked. He knew it. But what you're seeing now is him going, boy, we just peel back a new layer. Yep, just peel back a new layer. Mm-hmm. And every time they do it, he comes out firing. And he fires so much that the media finds themselves defensive.
How's he calling us fake media? That's terrible. How can he say that about us? Oh, my gosh. This is awful.
And Trump goes, no, it isn't. It's a fact. Fake news. And he doesn't let up. He doesn't let up to the point where they don't know how to react. May have armed security. People don't like the media. And on every rally, every time he gets on, yeah, but the fake news media, the fake witch hunt of Mueller, the fake this. And you know what people are beginning to understand? Just how true it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Not only will Donald Trump not resign, do we need to find the clip of that guy who says, look, folks, get used to the reality that Trump will win again in 2020. Well, I'm telling you, get used to the reality that Donald Trump will carry the Republicans through and win the House yet again. He will maintain the House, the Senate. He will appoint at least one more Supreme Court justice during his next 6+ years. And he's going to appoint multiple federal judges. The district judges that he's going to bring up are going to remake America. And suddenly you're going to start seeing signs like Hollywood not doing stupid things and not talking about him. You're going to start hearing more people go, you know, we got to give President Trump a fair chance. You know, first 4 years, he did pretty good. And, you know, and so I think we really have to change. You're going to watch this wholesale change. And I'm going to tell you when it's going to occur. In his second, leading up to his second election cycle, you're going to watch people start coming out of their shell going, And let me tell you why that's going to occur. Because the economy is going to be even better. Now, I saw a book. Kevin, there's a book that's coming out, and a guy, he's predicted all these doom and gloom cycles, and he's been right 1,000% of the time or whatever. Okay, great. He will be wrong this time. He will be wrong. The United States economy is going to continue to improve. You're going to see a stock market that at some point will hit 30,000 points during the era of Donald Trump, probably a number most people thought it wouldn't hit for decades. It's going to hit that number. You're going to feast in the market. You're going to feast on your job. Your children are going to feast, and everybody's going to feast. And while that's happening, Donald Trump's going to go out and create more markets. And that's what the left doesn't understand. He's going to create markets in Africa. He's going to create markets in North Korea. He's going to strengthen markets in other countries. He's going to grow the pie. And people are going to start to get happier. Even the Muslims may find themselves, you know, canceling a few jihads or at least postponing them, because they're going to even start to build tent cities in their otherwise, you know, goat crapping land. That's what's going to happen. Don't believe the nonsense, folks. But they say Donald Trump's in trouble. Oh, yeah. He's in big trouble. Who was it? They said he was scared. We played a clip earlier. They go, Donald Trump is scared. Here's Donald Trump on the resistance.
Call themselves the resistance. That's what they're good at. Resisting and obstructing. They are obstructionists. Every day they are resisting the will of the American people and trying to undermine the verdict of our democracy delivered so strongly in 2016, like never before delivered. The most remarkable thing about the modern Democrat Party is how truly undemocratic they really have become, right? The so-called resistance is mad because their ideas have been rejected by the American people. And we're getting rid of those bad ideas one by one so fast. And it is driving them crazy. They're the old and corrupt globalist ruling class that squandered trillions of dollars on foreign adventures. They don't want to build a wall here, although we've started, but it's not easy. But they'll build walls in other countries. They'll create borders in other lands so far away. But over here, let everybody pour in, and we don't worry about the crime. It's a disgrace.
President Trump is right. It is a disgrace. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So, when I look at all these things that these guys want to resist and whatever else that they feel that is going on with them, it's a crack up to me because none of it's going to work. I tweeted out, I said, look at all the things that the Democrats have done to the president. I'm talking about fake news, witch hunts, Mueller trying to indict his lawyer. His lawyer was supposed to be the straw that broke the camel's back. Remember this? Oh, he's now cooperating. And Lanny Davis comes out and says, yeah, we never said that Donald Trump had gone to the meeting, so we need to walk that back. And CNN kept going. Look at that. Manafort was going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. He'll turn on Trump. Cohen had tapes. He's got actual undercover tapes in the left. Oh, let's wait and hear those tapes. And those tapes, Donald Trump says, hey, look, we've done nothing wrong. If you got to pay somebody, pay them. But we've done nothing wrong. And they're like, wow. It wasn't a, let's figure out what we can do. How can we keep this under wraps? If it had been a Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, can you imagine the tapes we would hear on those people? They've tried everything. Stormy Daniels, where is she? Do I need to recap all this stuff? All these different things that we're going to do it. Wait till the IG report. Nothing. In fact, the IG report condemns them. They should be in prison. If the IG report was something about Obama, in other words, something done against Obama, people would be in prison. If half the things that were being said about what the Clintons did had been done by Trump, people would be in prison. We all know this. But nothing. And that's okay. That's okay. Your outrage is building. You know how an earthquake occurs? There's so much pressure on a tectonic plate. It wants one part of the plate wants to go one direction, the other part wants to go the other. And that pressure builds. And the longer that pressure waits, the worse the build. Well, what you're watching is pressure building so much that it's going to be cataclysmic when it finally breaks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.